Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Another drug company has announced the results of its coronavirus vaccine trials. AstraZeneca, in partnership with Oxford University, says results vary depending on dosage. NPR's Joe Palka explains.
Each person in the study got two shots, and the results showed that the vaccine was 70.4% effective in preventing disease. But there was an interesting twist, because if subjects got two full doses, the vaccine was 62% effective. But if they got one half dose and then one full dose, the vaccine was 90% effective. And scientists don't have a good explanation for that.
Developers of the Oxford vaccine say it has an advantage over potential vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna, as it does not need to be stored at ultra-cold temperatures, making it easier to distribute. More than 1 million passengers checked into U.S. airports on Sunday, the highest single-day total since March. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that public health officials have issued repeated warnings against traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday as the pandemic worsens.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he's more concerned about crowded airports than flying itself.
Sometimes when you get a crowded plane, you're in a crowded airport, you're lining up, not everybody's wearing masks. That puts yourself at risk.
The Transportation Security Administration says roughly 3 million people pass through airport security checkpoints between Friday and Sunday. Public health officials are also warning against large family gatherings on Thanksgiving, which could spread the virus. The United States is reporting nearly 200,000 new infections per day. The number of confirmed cases in the U.S. has surpassed 12 million. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
President-elect Joe Biden plans to nominate Tony Blinken to be his Secretary of State. Blinken, one of Biden's closest foreign policy advisors, as NPR's Franco Ordonez reports.
Tony Blinken is an experienced former State Department official and served in both the Clinton and Obama administrations. His record shows a strong preference for international alliances, and he has spoken out against the Trump administration's approach to foreign policy.
A Biden administration would do the opposite of what the Trump administration has done, in terms of pulling back from our leadership in international organizations, institutions, alliances.
A person familiar with the Biden transition discussions tells NPR that Blinken heading to state also means another trusted foreign policy aide, Jake Sullivan, is a strong lead for the position of national security advisor in the new administration. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Michigan and Pennsylvania moving forward with certifying vote tallies despite the Trump campaign's efforts to undermine the election. In Michigan, the Board of State Canvassers meeting today to decide whether to certify election results. And today is the deadline in Pennsylvania for counties to report their certified vote tallies to the Secretary of State. This is NPR News. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is giving the leaders of the northern Tigray region 3 days to surrender. Ethiopia says its troops have surrounded the region's capital, and the prime minister has told the Tigray People's Liberation Front to lay down arms by Wednesday or face a final assault. He has rejected international appeals for mediation. New evidence has emerged about the death in Brazil of a black man beaten by supermarket security guards. The case has triggered nationwide protests. NPR's Phil Rees reports on a new video of the attack that surfaced.
A Brazilian news outlet, G1, has posted footage from a supermarket security camera showing the final minutes in the life of João Alberto Freitas. The video shows two security guards, one an off-duty policeman, pinning Freitas to the ground and repeatedly punching and kicking him. One then places his knee on Freitas, close to his neck, and keeps it there for more than 3 minutes, watched by more than a dozen witnesses. The video also shows the attack began after Freitas threw a punch at one of them. This atrocity happened at the Carrefour superstore in the city of Porto Alegre. Many Brazilians compare this with the killing of George Floyd in the U.S., it's prompting widespread anger over endemic racism in Brazil. This is being fueled by a claim from President Jair Bolsonaro that Brazil's racial tensions are imported from outside by political forces intent on causing division. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
The border between Australia's two biggest states reopened today. The border between New South Wales and Victoria had been closed since July because of a coronavirus outbreak in and around Melbourne, Australia's second largest city. The first flight since then landed today in Sydney. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.